No, thank you. Indeed, we set these two performance targets, preempting a bit what is going on currently with the revision of the rail freight corridors. That is also ongoing, and it shall be presented in detail next year. And notably, there are two targets. One is to reduce the dwelling times at borders, so that all the procedures at the border ideally would not take longer than 15 minutes. And the second one is that for international services that are crossing a border, a union border, or arriving at the external border of the union, they should arrive ideally with a delay no less than 30 minutes. Are we going to monitor that? I think we will have to work very closely with the rail freight corridors and also with the member states on that. There's of course discussions in this 15 minutes, for example, not to include anything related to police checks and this, because this is out of control of us and of course also of the member states. But there's no fixed monitoring mechanism set yet in the regulation. So this is still something that has to be figured out then once it is adopted. But I think we already have some organizations in place, like the rail freight corridors, where we that we could build on. Thank you.